Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, your favorite dose of wisdom served with a side of real talk. Dylan Brooks here, your guide through this crazy thing called life, one mindful moment at a time. Today, we're diving into something that feels pretty relevant, right? Staying calm in heated situations. Ever felt like your blood pressure skyrockets the second someone starts raising their voice? Or maybe you find yourself digging in your heels, unwilling to budge an inch, even when reason seems to be taking a vacation. Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate these tricky waters with grace and composure? A way to not just survive conflict, but actually come out the other side stronger and more connected. Stoicism offers some pretty powerful tools for that. So, strap in, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously upgrade your ability to stay cool under pressure. First up, control your reactions. This one might seem obvious, but it's the foundation of everything else. We often react without thinking, fueled by emotions like anger or frustration. But Stoicism teaches us to pause, take a breath, and choose our response instead of letting our feelings dictate our actions. Think of it like this. You're not just reacting to what's happening, you're choosing how to respond. You have the power to step back from the heat of the moment and make a more thoughtful decision. Next, focus on what you can control. This is where things get really interesting. We can't control other people's actions or words, but we can absolutely control our own thoughts and reactions. Instead of getting caught up in what someone else is saying or doing, focus your energy on how you want to show up. Remember, you're responsible for your own peace of mind. Third, practice empathy. Now, this doesn't mean agreeing with everything someone says, but it does mean trying to understand their perspective. You know that feeling when someone snaps at you and you immediately go on the defensive? Sometimes taking a moment to consider why they might be acting that way can help diffuse the situation. Maybe they're having a tough day, or maybe there's something else going on that we're not aware of. Or, seek common ground. Even in heated disagreements, there are usually points of agreement. Try to identify those shared values and build from there. Remember, conflict doesn't have to be about winning or losing. It can be an opportunity for growth and understanding. And finally, be willing to apologize. No one's perfect, and everyone makes mistakes. If you realize you've said something hurtful or contributed to the conflict, own it. A sincere apology can go a long way in repairing relationships and de-escalating tension. Ever been stuck in traffic, feeling that simmering frustration building up? Maybe someone cut you off on the highway, leaving you fuming. You know the drill. Your heart starts racing, your jaw clenches, and you're ready to unleash a torrent of road rage. But what if instead, you took a deep breath, acknowledged those feelings, and decided to let them go? Instead of reacting with anger, imagine calmly pulling over to the side of the road, taking a few minutes to center yourself, and listening to your favorite song. You could even use this time for some mindful reflection. This is just a temporary inconvenience. I can choose how I respond to it. By shifting your focus away from the frustration, you reclaim control of your emotions and create space for calm. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Remember, control your reactions, focus on what you can control, practice empathy, seek common ground, and be willing to apologize. These principles aren't just about avoiding conflict, they're about navigating it with grace and strength. By embracing these stoic tools, you can not only stay calm in heated situations, but also cultivate deeper understanding and stronger relationships. Ready to put these strategies into action? Share your thoughts on this episode, what resonated with you most. How do you plan to apply these principles in your daily life? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. And remember, folks, stay strong, stay simple, stay focused. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.